them which are called, both Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The cross, the preaching of the truth, the righteousness that he brings, all the gifts he brings, all those gifts, we don't want to come short in any of them. The power of God gives us, we are to partake of the divine nature. That's powerful. Power to become the sons of God. How about that kind of power? I don't want to have just the power to be declared righteous even though you're not. Power to become the son of God even though you sure don't act like one. Power to become a saint though you're still a sinner. A sinner saint. That's not powerful. That's a mockery. That's not powerful. That's just a bunch of vain words. Making the cross of Christ of none effect. They're all accursed. I'm not cursing them. They've cursed themselves because they've preached another gospel. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Oh, how true. God's preaching revealed to me the truth, and it just seems like the silly thing, just declare the truth to him. I mean, declare this gospel, okay? Not just everyone's got their own truth. What the truth is sort of like, what is truth, right? 1 + 1 = 2? Is it mathematics? Is it science? Is that the truth? Is it this denomination? Is it that denomination? Is it this preacher? Is it that preacher? Is it this word? Is it that word? What is the truth? It's this gospel. Having this gospel preached to you. It's God's foolishness. It's wiser than man. Because man can't know God by man's wisdom. But by this foolishness of preaching, you can know God. Yeah. By just believing these promises, he will become known to you. Because he will give you, when he gives you his spirit. Because he that hath not the spirit of God is none of his. You got to have his spirit. Your experience should be like the apostles' experience. You need to speak with tongues as the spirit gives utterance. Oh, I thought there was just arulalia. It's just something anyone can do. Yeah, sure, anyone could do it. You can just make a mockery of it. But can anyone have God send it to them? That they do it? Now, anyone can just fake it if they want to. Sure. I wasn't willing. Because I taught against tongues for 13 years. And then one day, that's the foolishness of God making the wisdom of man of none effect. My wisdom said, tongues. Bunch of nonsense. I'm going to teach against that. Those people are speaking babbledygook. Those people are, and all speaking evil against that, right? Hey, and some people probably are just speaking babbledygook. They don't really have the Spirit of God. They just want to be it, right? Again, they don't get it. They instead of waiting for the Spirit of God to come to them, they're like, I'll just do it myself. And they just do it themselves. And they don't wait for God to send them a powerful spirit that'll cause them to just do it. Where they try to speak and all of a sudden tongues come out. But, I know not everyone has an experience where they have these vibrations coming all over them. Like I said, extremely high frequency. It felt like there was I was looking at my hands. Because I thought, I don't know, it's just... I thought there would be something to see there. You know what I mean? Because it was just like, all over my hands. I've described it kind of like the feeling of holding onto the lawnmower and then when you take your hands away, but it was not that. You know what I mean? And then it went to my ears and my mouth and my lips started jumping up and down all by themselves. I mean, not like I was moving my lips. You know what I mean? I mean, I wasn't even talking. And my lips just quivered on my face involuntarily. And I was sort of like, what's this? You know what I mean? I mean, not like, I wasn't all shaken up emotionally. Like, and then it was starting to happen. No, I would just stand there. I was like, oh, look at my hands. This is weird. And then it came over my ears. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then my lips, and I'm standing there. I'm like, I'm in my right mind. I'm not going crazy. I'm not in some emotional thrall or something. And my lips start jumping up and down. Like, and I'm not talking. And they're just moving on my face without my muscles involved. I wasn't doing anything with them. Hey, you probably think I'm a nut, or you think, well, Paul, I believe you think what happened to you really happened to you. but you were probably blah, 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 blah. There's some logical explanation, blah, blah, blah. The wisdom of man cannot know God. It's by these weird, foolish things that God has ordained. Yeah, that's how people are going to know me. And as a person endued with a bit of a worldly wisdom, to me, this is like funny. But it's funny also. It's like serious. This is the way to eternal life. And it's more than just like, okay, speak with tongues, you know. It's the power of God unto salvation. That's just the evidence, okay? That'll happen. But it will give you a power to overcome sin. That's what Jesus died for, so that you could overcome sin in this world. How do you overcome the world? But by not walking as they walk. To stop walking in darkness and walk in His glorious light. The weakness of God. That which is weak. God sends, and it looks like weakness to man. You should just get out there and take what you want. You know? Consume on your lusts. And things that they don't value, the things of God. But it's stronger than them. You see your calling, brethren. Not many wise at men after the flesh. Not many mighty. Not many noble. The nobility. Noble was literally well-born. Eugenes. Like the name Eugene means like, or eugenics. My middle name is Eugene. Paul Eugene Strangini. Not many Eugenes. Yeah, I don't know any Eugenes actually, except me. You know, I'm sure there's other Eugenes out there. I'm just sort of kidding about the Eugenes, but I thought, you know, it means well born. You know, eugenic, genesis, genic, you know, the beginning, gene. Eugene, good. You like Uagello gospel, you know, Eugenes. In a literal sense, high in rank, or figuratively generous. Like generous. I wonder if that does. Generous. I'm curious about that. I don't know if that comes from Greek or if that's just a coincidence. Still well born. Or as we would say today, hey, you have good genes. You know what? In a lot of ways, I got good genes. I've been blessed genetically. Tall, strong, handsome.